Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. You can. One of those features is to get involved in the site by submitting new content to it. There's always something fresh on the site, but that's not because of any effort of ours. It's because of you, who have taken the time to look online, find something you think's interesting, and submit it over at freetalklive.com. It's called Show Prep. So you submit Show Prep to the site, and then other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike what you've suggested, and the most liked make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there and get interactive. We, by the way, for those of you just tuning in, we spent a good portion of the last hour talking with Benjamin Bartholomew. And we've been talking with Benjamin and his brother over the last about a year, ever since they were arrested in California, Yuba County, where they were holding a sign, a very large sign, but a sign.
11 pieces of poster board.
That said, taxes equals theft on the side of the road. And actually on an overpass. So that's why you want it to be a big sign so people can read it.
Sure.
Driving by.
Heading along pretty quick.
And, of course, government people have a problem with people. Some of these government people have a problem with those of us little folk going out there and protesting. So they stopped to...
Leave the cattle and the human livestock farm that is the government.
They stopped to inquire about their identification because they were wearing masks. Even though they were more than happy to take their masks off and reveal who they were, that wasn't good enough. They wanted them to have ID on them. And inevitably ended up charging them, after charging them with a couple of other things and then dropping those charges, they charged them with essentially obstructing. That when you read the statute, it's basically an obstructing statute. Anything that you do that could delay an officer in his investigative duties is a misdemeanor offense and punishable with up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. And each of the brothers who were charged with this, and each of them were found guilty by a jury of their so-called peers who were
clearly didn't
pathetic.
Read the jury instructions.
And clearly don't give a damn about what the Constitution says or care anything, give a whit about any semblance of freedom. Because their basic position, the jury's position, was essentially, this is one of the jurors, we felt they should have cooperated with the officer. They were told they were doing two things wrong and were asked for their identification. Doesn't matter to them that they're good kids who come from a wonderful family, as one of the jurors said.
Or that the two things that they were supposedly doing wrong, they weren't doing wrong.
He says whether or not that was true, we felt they should have cooperated, says the jury. So it doesn't matter to them if the cops are completely full of it, if they're just, making stuff up. You should do what the cops say, because, they're cops, and you should do whatever it is they say, because that's how things should be.
Officer Goody Two-Shoes doesn't know the difference between crap and chocolate ice cream, but you should do what he says. Like, he barely clawed his way out of high school, but you should do what he says. Yeah, he doesn't know the law. He doesn't care about the law. The law is of no concern to him whatsoever. Obedience is what's the concern here. And these jurors went right along with it.
That's right. Ontiveros, the other juror, one of the other jurors, says the bigger issue of free speech is a hot topic. It's important to think about.
Think about the issue of free speech.
But at some point, we all need to watch where we walk.
What does that mean?
My interpretation of that is that, it's fine. Free speech, cool. Yeah, it's good. But you shouldn't be offending the police. I mean, if you're going to have free speech, you should at least have the police's permission to have it. And as a perfect example of this, I saw another video that's relating to this out of from our friends in Orlando, John Kurtz and the activist crew down in Orlando. They got a good group of guys down there.
Mm-hmm.
The Orlando Cop Watch, I believe, is the YouTube channel where you can find this. It's video of guys handing out information at the Orlando, I believe the courthouse there, which in some cases has been a very dangerous activity down there where Julian Heichlin and others have been charged with criminal acts of jury tampering and are looking at 6 months in jail just for handing stuff out. These guys weren't arrested for handing stuff out at the courthouse, but what they were told was, well, you need to move over here in the free speech zone. I'm not kidding you, they used that term. The cops use the term free speech zone on camera. and told these folks, okay, you got to go over here in the free speech zone. And one of the guys says, well, is there anybody that walks by the free speech zone? The cop's like, oh, yeah, plenty of people walk by. And then they do a great job in the video of juxtaposing how many people were walking by in the beginning of the video where they're out in front of the courthouse,
yeah,
where everybody's walking by. And then they go back into this free speech zone. It's like, looks like it's in an alcove somewhere behind the courthouse. There's red tape that has been put on the ground in a relatively small rectangle. I would say you might be able to, if you had a bunch of people in there, maybe there, you could fit 10 to 15 people in this rectangle, and they're out kind of in like in a big paved area, kind of a square in the back of the courthouse, where there's this little rectangle in the center of the square, so no one is anywhere near them.
When you make peaceful dissent impossible, you make violent dissent inevitable. I mean, this is a quote from their leaders.
I don't support that.
I don't either. I'm just making the point that, you know, I think that this is a truism. I think that this is a true statement. When you finally manage to snuff out freedom of speech, and they come closer and closer every day, if somebody out there listening to my voice heard this week somebody say, well, it's a free country, and I'd like to challenge that.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that the United States is the freest country on earth, because we get told that now and then. Well, you know, we may be losing our freedoms at a breakneck pace, kid, but it's still the freest country on earth.
Shut up and enjoy it.
And I'll tell you what, you've got no evidence to back that up. None. There's all kinds of evidence to the contrary.
Right.
This isn't the freest country on earth.
It ranks
at what?
It's
the most prosperous.
What does it rank? 47 in... I don't even know if that's true. I don't even know if that's true. What about Hong Kong? What about Singapore?
Per capita?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you look at the country as a whole, it's a large nation versus Singapore, which is a small nation.
I mean per capita.
I'm only saying that the United States is the largest marketplace. How's that?
It's reaching.
No, it's not. It's huge.
Okay, but that doesn't mean anything, right? Like, in comparison, that doesn't mean it's the most successful. It doesn't mean it's
the most
free.
That much to you as an individual.
It doesn't mean anything. And besides, China's larger anyway.
Yes, but it's not as large of a marketplace, and it hasn't yet reached the status the United States has.
Give them time.
Yeah.
They're moving in the right direction.
Right, they're getting more free over in China.
Yeah.
They've got a long way to go to even get to the point of lack of freedom the United States has. But in some ways, it's
not a police state in a lot of ways there, according to Gene, the Christian anarchist, who's been a regular visitor to China. I don't know if he told me they just recently started carrying guns, the local cops, as they're walking around, but they don't even have... Last I heard, they didn't have any firearms. So that's a lot less intimidating to me.
I think to some extent it's cultural, too.
Well, whatever. It's a lot less intimidating in my book. So
I'm not looking to move over to China.
Me neither. Me neither. Because you know, I feel like we can make a difference here if we actually try. If people actually do more than just throw up their hands in frustration, stick their head in the sand, and pretend like it's all going to be fine.
This jury is great evidence that people are not going to do that.
No, they certainly aren't.
This is one of the reasons I picked up and moved for the Free State Project, is
Absolutely. This
kind of lockstep myrmidonism out there. People that just, they don't get it.
These jurors are typical.
They don't get it. They don't want to get it. They want you to shut up when you try to explain it to them.
Right, these guys are upset that they even have to be in this courtroom. Like, look, why couldn't you, Bartholomew Brothers, have just done what the police said? Why couldn't you have just been good little citizens and had your identification on you, because they didn't, and because they weren't in their cars, they'd walked there, or they'd driven their car and left their ID in their car and walked to the... Either way, they didn't have it on them. So why couldn't you have just been good little boys and done what we do and carry your ID at all times? You could have just shown it to the officer and done exactly what they told you to do. That way we didn't have to be here and take a day off from work or take a day off from being off of work and have to go to this damn courthouse today. It's all your fault, you Bartholomew Brothers. It's your fault. How dare you go on the side of the road and not carry ID?
And it doesn't... And this... It's amazing to me that people actually say that kind of stuff. Instead of saying to the prosecutor, what in the hell are you thinking about?
Right.
Not only do we the jury, not only find the defendant not guilty, but we excoriate the prosecution.
Right.
We are going to go in front of the media, and we are going to say that we cannot believe the waste of tax money that this person has. We should run them out of town on a rail.
Wish I lived in that world, Mark. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. But that would take some courage and knowledge and the willingness to express it.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Snickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And those website features include our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you like to quickly access our broadband or midband or narrowband streams. They're all linked over at m.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can link to the software that you need for your phone to make them happen, make it play. So go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver all the time. As a these precious metals, whether it's a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. And we've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great rates. Go check out gold.freetalklive.com. Check out all the pieces and coins that we have over there for you, available for you to price comparison. And when you purchase gold or silver from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Talking about some disappointing jury decisions. And most of them that I've seen are pretty disappointing. There was the one major win that we the activist community had, but it was down in Massachusetts, of all places, where Pete Nademo from CopBlock.org managed to beat some felony wiretapping charges in front of a jury. So they're not all completely hopeless, but usually the only hope you really have when it comes to a jury is that there will be one person on the jury who's willing to act on their conscience.
Yeah, the biggest hope you seem to have, largely, is that you can hang the jury.
Correct. The idea that you're going to get a jury to find you not guilty, it's pretty rare, although I did get a not guilty on one of my two charges when I was in front of the jury. But that same jury found me guilty of obstructing justice.
You obstructed justice. I'm sorry. I mean, you knew that you were... that's not a good example. Anybody in their right mind...
But they did find me not guilty on the one charge.
That's because you didn't do it. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the jury had no choice.
I don't know, Mark.
I think that the one thing that you had and you didn't play it that hard was the New Hampshire's right to revolution clause. That was the one thing is, look, I've got a right to revolt. Here's what a right is. And lay it on down. Now, of course, this is hindsight. Hindsight is a lot more clear than the way things go. They screwed your case left, right, and center, but the jury didn't really have a choice. The jury didn't do anything bad in your circumstance.
Well, I think they did. They sent a peaceful person to jail, and I don't think juries should be sending peaceful people to jail.
The jury followed the law as they understood it.
But what they should be doing is following their conscience.
Are you telling me that you think that people should be able to lay in front of cop cars whenever they darn well feel like it?
Yeah, if the cops are doing something wrong.
No, it doesn't matter whether the cops are doing something wrong. It only matters if the person thinks that the cops are doing something wrong.
Well, right. What I want to find is I want to have juries where people think the cops are doing something wrong when they're aggressing against peaceful people. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if we had jurors who were willing to do what you suggested earlier and stand up and excoriate the prosecutor for going after peaceful people?
This was in this circumstance where we're talking about with the Bartholomew brothers, the jury should have excoriated them because the terms of breaking the law weren't met. I mean, there were 100 different dangling loose ends in this case. You obstructed justice, as per the definition.
No, there was no justice going on there. They were arresting a peaceful person, Mark. This is what I'm trying to say.
Actually,
I want to live in a world.
Your job wasn't even obstructing justice. It was obstructing the
government administration.
Administration.
Same charge.
Yeah, but that's you.
Same
absolutely
thing.
Did obstruct government administration as per the definition of the charge.
I don't care about what the definition of the charge says. I'm talking about the conscience of human beings and the idea that these jurors would allow anyone, whether it's me or the Bartholomew brothers or somebody for possession of marijuana or whatever, there's all kinds of laws that say all kinds of stupid things. I would like to live in a world where the jury looks at the law itself and says, this is nonsense, or looks at the case and says, well, I don't care what the law was broken. I don't care what the law says. I don't believe in putting peaceful people behind bars, not guilty.
That's
the world I want to live in.
It's beautiful, but you haven't gotten there yet. You're not even close to
it. No, and that's why
the difference between you and the bar, to put your case and the Bartholomew brothers case in the same sentence doesn't even make any sense.
Well,
that's
no,
what
I didn't
I'm
put
saying.
It in the same sentence. What I was saying earlier was that their case is even more outrageous
Much
than
more.
My case because I did make the choice to sit in front of a police car, and they didn't choose anything about interacting with the police. The police came and harassed them. So there's a huge difference between the cases. But in both cases, no one was harmed. There was no victim in any shape or form. The only victims were the people who were aggressed against by the police. The Bartholomew brothers were the victim. Heike Corser was the victim who I was attempting to prevent from being kidnapped when I stood in front of of that stood and sat in front of that police car. And so that's the point I'm trying to make here. I want to live in a world where there's a chance somebody's going to show up on a jury and say not guilty based on their conscience. And if we get enough people together in the same place, as we're attempting to do with the Free State Project, that could become more of a possibility. I mean, we want to bring 20,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people all to the same geographic location. And if all those people have, you know, are registered to vote or have a driver's license, then they're in the jury pool. And when one of them gets chosen for that jury pool, they're far more likely than the average juror to vote their conscience, to know what jury nullification is, and not just know what it is, but actually do it, to actually nullify. I would love to see that start to happen. But you have to be in a place, in a location where there's a concentration of people who understand jury nullification before you'll even have a shot at seeing that happen. And it sounds to me like California ain't going to be that place anytime soon. Because these jurors, in this case, are absolutely pathetic. They're an embarrassment to the idea of free speech. They're an embarrassment to the idea of, you know, respecting peaceful people's rights.
Well, maybe they're scared of the cops, too. I mean, the possibility exists.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, one of the jurors even knew the family and
it's crazy.
Found them guilty without reading the... I mean, how is that going to... Here's what's going to be amazing is if these guys appeal it and justice is served because these people didn't follow the jury instructions.
You mean
the jury
Supreme Court overturns?
Likely it's going to be some appellate court first. Appellate court overturns this conviction or whatever. And then the jury, at that point, is shown to be a bunch of myrmidons. Then what's it going to be like for the family? Not at that point, the person can't even fall back on, I was doing what was right. You know, I mean, it's sad. It really is. I mean, it's sad how this is what the government does. It pits people against each other. These kids weren't doing anything wrong to anyone.
Nope.
And
I mean, one of them, by the way, I saw on their Facebook profile, one of the Bartholomew brothers, he's dressed in his Boy Scout uniform. This guy looks like he's an Eagle Scout or something like that.
Yeah.
They just said they're going to send him to jail for up to a year. It's all up to the judge, of course, how long these guys are going to go to jail, if they go to jail at all. It could just be a fine, but it could be a year in jail on this. He could want to send a message to the rest of California that you better carry your ID on you at all times because a cop might ask you for it. Crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Unless you think it's not. Unless you think this is a good thing. Like, yeah. We need to live in a world where everyone at all times has government papers on them and can be asked of them by any government bureaucrat with a badge. Maybe you want to live in that world. Maybe you're excited about this court decision. I want to hear from you if you're out there. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733.
I'm sure there are states where that's the case, but you would think if that were the case, then the legislators of the state would have decided that that's what one needed to do. This jury just made it up on their own.
We've already got Philly and New York City, at least, probably more places than we realize, Mark, that have stop and frisk, where the police are going out, stopping random people on the street, or random people,
yeah,
probably stopping
random.
Poor people, black people, and Hispanic people, but they're stopping people on the street and frisking them and patting them down. It's only a matter of time before it's stop, ID, and frisk. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here, 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff on the site, including news updates. You can get signed up and follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. All free. It'd be a good way to keep in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can do that over at news.freetalklive.com. And again, that's news.freetalklive.com. As we continue here and to kind of shift gears back to more police-focused activities, we had a lengthy discussion last night about a situation involving some, I guess, I presume younger gentlemen. I don't know if we actually get their ages in this article, but a couple of guys driving a PT Cruiser coming back from a Star Trek convention in St. Louis.
They don't sound like a couple of senior citizens, do they?
But then again, Star Trek has been around for a long time.
Yeah, so it's true.
Could be older.
Could.
But anyway, these
guys usually stop seniors for
and harass them for pot.
Yeah,
yeah. So they stop these guys as they're coming back from this convention. The cop basically gets one of the dudes out of the car. He says to him that, you know, he basically chews him out for having an illegal lane change or something like that, and then shakes his hand and gives him a warning, shakes his hand, and that's supposed to be the end of the police encounter. But the cop, before he lets him go, essentially says to him, "Let me ask you a question real quick." And then proceeds to ask several questions about whether or not he's got any drugs in the car, any weapons, you know, stuff I need to know about, etc. And then proceeds to bring a canine unit out, walks the dog around the car. The dog ostensibly alerts at the front of the car when it's out of the range of the camera that the cop has in his car. Then they go through the car, spending about an hour tearing the car apart, going through their luggage, looking for whatever, and they find nothing, although the officer does claim that he found some shake, which is the bottoms of a bag of marijuana. So found some shake under the seat.
This insulting claim that he found marijuana, but then refused, but then didn't do anything about it. I mean, this guy takes a dog out, runs it around the car, then, quote-unquote, it alerts on the engine at the front of the car, and then he finds marijuana, but doesn't do anything about
it? That's the suggestion, and...
I mean, this guy's really sloppy, right? I mean, these kids are swerving all over the road, which, of course, they claim they didn't do.
Right.
He pulls them over for it, gives them a warning, then he takes a dog, finds marijuana, and doesn't do anything about it.
Right, and there's the article here from Radley Balco over at HuffingtonPost.com goes into asset forfeiture and how cops, police departments across the country are using this idea that they can just take anything they want. And it's, all they have to do is say it was part of a drug deal. So if you got a bunch of cash with you, hope you don't get pulled over with it.
Yep.
Because it doesn't matter if there's any evidence of a drug deal. Just the fact that you have cash is enough. And, of course, they take people's cars. They take people's homes. There's all kinds of different forms of asset forfeiture.
Take whatever they want.
And then there's the drug dog. And that's where we left off last night. Because I think a lot of this information is very important. And so I wanted to make sure we focused on this. So Huffington Post showed the video of Huff Stop. Now, Huff is the victim here. He's the driver of the cruiser to two canine experts. Gene Pappett is executive director of Canine Resources, a company that trains detection dogs, including police dogs. And Pappett found a number of problems with the way Officer... Oh, God, I was told how to pronounce this correctly last night. Reichert?
Yes.
Reichert. Officer Reichert handled his dog. Just before the dog alerts, you can hear a change in the tone of the handler's voice, said the expert. That's troubling. I don't know anything about this particular handler, but that's often an indication of a handler that's cueing a response.
Sure it is.
In other words, it's indicative of a handler instructing the dog to alert, not waiting to see whether the dog will alert.
Right. I mean, you have to... A dog's only as good as its handler. I mean, please, does anybody believe that this isn't the case? I mean, obviously the dog wants to please. It's not looking to bust anybody for drugs. It's trying to find something so it gets a treat to make its master happy.
Right, it wants to play with the ball.
Right, absolutely. And so, you know, the cop wants to find drugs, otherwise he wouldn't have pulled the dog out. So the very idea that they bring out the law enforcement officer himself is the one that's handling the dog so that he can find out. I mean, he might as well have a little device that he can push a button on and have the red light light up and say, hey, with the red light lights up, then I get to search. I mean, it's that simple.
You also hear the handler say at one point that the dog alerted from the front of the car because the wind is blowing from the back of the car to the front. So the scent would have carried with the wind, is the excuse of the officer. Pappett says, but the dog was brought around the car twice. If that's the case, the dog should have alerted the first time when he was brought to the front of the car. The dog only alerted the second time, which corresponded to what would be consistent with a vocal cue from the handler. Now, Russ Jones is a former police officer with 10 years in drug enforcement, including as a canine officer. Now Jones is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, a group of current and former cops and prosecutors who now favor ending the insane war on drugs. Here's what Jones had to say about the canine actions. Quote, that dog was going to do whatever Officer Reichert needed it to do. Throughout the video, the dog is looking for handler feedback, which isn't how it's supposed to work. In the 2005 case, Illinois versus Caballes, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that having a drug dog sniff the exterior of a vehicle during a routine traffic stop does not violate the Fourth Amendment. But in a dissent to that opinion, Justice David Souter pointed to mounting evidence that drug dogs aren't as infallible as police departments often claim. Souter noted a study at the state of Illinois itself used in its briefs showing that in lab tests, drug dogs fail 12.5 to 60% of the time. And there was another study done recently, I think, in Illinois that showed 25% to more than 60.
Right. And this doesn't show the this isn't the real world situation. So if you put five boxes out there and you tell the police officer with the dog, go find the box that has the marijuana in it, I'll bet you that cop can find that marijuana with that dog, because dogs have the nose to figure that out. Absolutely. But that's something entirely different than the incentives of, hey, officer, take that dog and use it to be able to search that car legally. I mean, that's an entirely different statement.
Sure is. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free
line. You can't use science. You have to use, so whether or not dogs can find marijuana, you better believe dogs can find marijuana. I wouldn't claim anything other than that. A hot-nosed hound, I mean, that it can lead you to marijuana 10 miles away. But that the idea that the police officers using them in the field are somehow going to do it right and just every time is absolutely ludicrous.
The problem isn't that dogs aren't capable of picking up the scent, it's that dogs have been bred to please and interact with humans. A dog can easily be manipulated to alert whenever needed. But even with conscientious cops, a dog without the proper training may pick up on its handler's body language and alert whenever it detects the handler is suspicious. In one study published last year in the journal Animal Cognition, researchers rigged some tests designed to fool dogs into falsely alerting, and others designed to trick handlers into thinking a package contained narcotics when it didn't. Of the 144 total searches performed, the dogs falsely alerted. Go ahead. Take a guess.
I've read the article.
Oh, well, damn you. 123 times out of 144. That's huge.
Yeah.
False alerts. 123 out of 144. More interesting, the dogs were twice as likely to falsely alert to packages that were designed to trick their handlers than those that were designed to trick the dogs. So they're just doing what their handlers want them to do.
Yep.
Whether consciously or not. And by the way, 123 out of 144, that's 85%.
It's incredible. I mean, the police officer messes up 85% of the time, because this isn't the dog's fault. The dog is twice as effective in finding the drugs as the police officer is.
Right, and if the dog or the cop or whatever screws it up, it doesn't cost them anything.
Yep.
They just spend an hour trashing your car, and if they don't find anything, there's no liability. It's not like you can sue them. 855-450-FREE, and you certainly don't get your time back. 1-8-5, yeah, and you have to pack up all the stuff and put it back in the car. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. More about police, dogs, and their searches here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, toll-free number. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy.
I've had enough of reading lies from fascistic,
psychopathic, genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you can help Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because boy, do they need it. We've got a bunch of just obedient, poor things out there who've really just become very, very identifying with their captors. Stockholm Syndrome, I think, is rampant in this country. They don't realize what they're doing. They don't realize that they've become complicit in the oppression of their fellow man, and it's just sad. So hopefully you can help us get the show on more radio stations so we can help at least a few more people, I guess, clue in to why the ideas of liberty are still important and why we should, you know, focus on them and think about them and do things in regards to them. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like the Ample podcast, where you don't have to listen to the usual recorded commercials that the regular podcast listeners get. We've also got the Ample call-in lines, the Ample forum, and more. You can get the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about the police dogs and the tactics involved here, the sneaky tactics that some cops are using out there to basically try to uncover as many bags of pot as they possibly can.
Well, it runs the gamut from cops that are willing to use whatever technique that they possibly can to get the dog to quote unquote alert. Because, of course, they're the ones who say they alerted or didn't, to get them to alert, that, you know, they'll use whatever technique, to the ones that just sort of, you know, their suspicions and the dogs react to their suspicions, to, you know, just mistakes made by the dog.
which is huge, by the way. This testing that has been done by the journal Animal Cognition showed the dogs falsely alerting 123 times out of 144.
And that's 85%.
That's right. And these are rigged tests to fool the dogs into falsely alerting, and others designed to trick the handlers into thinking the package contained narcotics when it didn't. And interestingly, the dogs were twice as likely to false alert to packages that were designed to trick their handlers than those designed to actually trick the dogs. In 2011, the Chicago Tribune published a review of drug dog searches conducted over 3 years by police departments in the Chicago suburbs. The paper found that just 44% of dog alerts led to the discovery of actual contraband. Interestingly, for Hispanic drivers...
Which means 56% of them, they didn't.
False alerts. Interestingly, for Hispanic drivers, the success rate dipped to 27%, again supporting the theory that drug dogs tend to confirm the suspicions and consequently the biases of their handlers.
So when do the judges come to the conclusion that they can look at science here and find out that these drug dogs aren't effective ways of finding out whether or not somebody's got whatever it is that they're looking for in their car, and turn around this intrusion upon people's privacy guaranteed, quote-unquote, by the Fourth Amendment?
It doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon. Slave is on the line in D.C., calling from, Washington, D.C. Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
First of all, I'd like to apologize in case my question has been addressed before. It seems to me, if you do not submit to a car search, the officer uses the dog to search the car anyhow. I mean, the dog is an employee of the police department. The officer is using the dog as a tool to search your car anyhow.
Yep.
That does happen, but it doesn't always happen. That is a possibility, but it doesn't always happen. There's no reason to consent to a search, period, in my book. If they're going to bring the dog out, then whatever, they're going to do what they're going to do. But at least you didn't consent to the search.
So there's an illegal search, right?
Well, it all depends. I mean, the idea being that the Supreme Court was pointed out in this article.
They decide what legal is and what legal isn't.
The Supreme Court decided in 2005 that a drug dog sniffing the exterior of a vehicle during a routine traffic stop doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment. So, no, it wouldn't necessarily be illegal unless they went ahead and searched without the drug dog coming out first. Then it would be a pretty clearly illegal search. But there may be a case where, they just decide, well, you know, the drug dog's not available. So we're just going to go ahead and let you go.
Too far away.
There's no benefit to consenting to a search, in my opinion.
Okay.
Slave, any other thoughts?
Huh?
Any other thoughts you want to share?
About the what we talked before, the dogs. Jury.
The juries, yeah, the pathetic, obedient
juries. The core of America is still asleep. Most of them are zombies. I served on jury 17 times.
Wow.
That's 1973. I think I've been on two good juries out of them, 17.
Jeez.
It's unbelievable how people think and they just don't realize how corrupt this country is, how corrupt the government is. And they believe everything the government tells them.
So I'm curious what my experience is with juries, and this is just sitting there watching them make their decisions and that kind of thing, is that most of them just want to go home. They want to do and say whatever it takes to get out of there as quickly as possible. Okay, so somebody's got to spend a year or 10 years in jail because I need to get home to watch Dancing with the Stars or whatever and make dinner, whatever it is that they want to get home for. But that's mainly what their motivation is. Is that what your experience is?
I'd say about 75% of the people I've dealt with have that feeling. But then you have a few who get off being on juries.
Oh, boy.
But they only go along with what the government says.
Right. They get off on convicting people and putting them in cages.
Yeah.
Man, Slave, that's a very depressing call. Thanks for making it, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE. You know, since he brought that topic back up, I was over on the Good Men Do Something page. We were talking about the Good Men Do Something and how they were convicted of, basically standing on the side of the road with signs and not carrying government ID by a pathetic, obedient jury. Here's what somebody posted on their Facebook page. I'm all for personal freedom, but You guys brought this on yourselves. The officer started very calmly and reasonable. You both had a defiant attitude and wouldn't answer their questions. You were constantly talking over the officers. And just because something isn't illegal doesn't mean you should do it. Take some personal responsibility for your actions. You know, like holding signs on the side of the road and wearing masks. And taxes aren't theft, he says. You can argue that the tax rate is theft, but you and I get so much for our taxes. The overpass and freeway that you were standing on was tax-built. The court system which may side with you is tax-paid. To summarize, your attitude and actions brought this on yourselves. And quit with the whole you have a gun and you're an authority figure accusation. They have a dangerous job that deals with bad and dangerous people all day. What's your dangerous job where you deals with jerks all day? Grow up!
That's right. That's what people's attitude is. And a lot of people have that same attitude.
Right. Because only adults will do as they're told. Only adults will answer every single question the police ask, no matter how intrusive, no matter how illegal, no matter how oppressive. That's what adults do, right?
Right.
Adults would never stand up for themselves. Adults would never stand up for their rights. Adults would never defy the orders of a man in a robe or a man wearing a costume.
This same person in the late 1700s would have sided with the king.
For sure.
You know, I mean, they're everywhere. They're authoritarians everywhere. They believe that those who are in power somehow know more than you and I do. And the fact is that freedom is fought for by people standing up for freedom. These kids weren't doing anything illegal, so they shouldn't have had to do anything that these officers said. These officers should have been reprimanded for lying to these kids, telling them something was illegal when it wasn't.
But no, though, they're the adolescents for going on the side of the road and standing up for what they believe in and protesting and being willing to, you know, go to jail to stand up for what they believe in. No, it's not the police who came to pick on a couple of Boy Scouts, by the way. I did confirm that one of them was a Life Scout and the other one was an Eagle Scout. So that's like about the highest level that you can get. Life Scout, I think, is pretty high up. Eagle Scout is the highest level, as I understand it, that you can attain in scouting.
No, I wouldn't be able to say. I know the Eagle Scout's high, but a Life Scout may be higher for all I know.
I believe Eagle Scout is the highest, but yeah, they're not grown up, though. No. You need to obey. Then you'll prove that you're a grown-up.
Right. I mean, I guess that what that means is that the founding fathers of the nation weren't a bunch of grown-ups either. You know, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, these guys weren't grown-ups either. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, just a pain in the butt. You know, the quote from the St. Augustine sheriff or police chief when Martin Luther Jr. Came to town was, "Oh, those people aren't about peace. There's noise all around them." I mean, you know, as if peace, placid, and nonviolence mean the same thing. Like a word can't have two meanings.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Hour 3 next. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.